back to that one, sir. I want to bring your attention to a couple of things. First of all, you're going to see some stats in here as we go through, and it's in your materials about what percentage of cases involve distracted driving. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, those statistics, as far as I'm concerned, are hogwash. And I'm going to try very hard, my good friend Paul's here to tell on me, I'm going to try very hard to keep my language clean here today. But it's a bunch of baloney to think that the low percentage that we see in these stats of who was distracted is reality. Because think about it. If you're paying attention, you've got your hands on 10 and 2, and you're doing everything your driver's ed instructor told you to do, you wouldn't have run into the plaintiff. We wouldn't be here to begin with. Start off every one of your cases as if it's a distracted driver case. Make them prove to you that it's not. Go in with that mentality and see what happens and how it changes up your practice. In looking for distracted driving, there's three different types, broadly speaking, that you're going to be looking for. We've got your visual distractions, taking your eyes off the road. Raise your hand if you drove to get here or drove to the airport to get here. All right. Raise your hand if you saw this. All right. And you saw it more than once. You saw it more than twice. The reality is, just like all of you, I drive Texas roads every single day. I put my wife and kids out on Texas roads every single day. And as I am looking around when we are driving, I see people on phones. I see people on laptops sometimes. I see cops on laptop all the time. Love that one. Just fabulous. Fabulous. That is a visual distraction. What else is it? It's also a manual distraction. Taking your hand away from the wheel, handling that phone. It's also a cognitive distraction. You are taking your mind away from your task.